The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness and wellness, and now in its 33rd year, your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who's not a doctor. And while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Well, with today being our last show in February, which has been American Heart Month, as you know, here's some interesting and rather unusual information as ways to improve your cardiovascular health. And it has to do with music. In a study published in the Netherlands Heart Journal, those who regularly sang or played instruments were noted to have better cardiovascular health than the less musically inclined. Researchers found that guitarists, singers, flautists, and pianists had lower blood pressure and reduced heart rates. And they say that playing music fires up the sensory nervous system and also activated during your gym sessions or workouts, physical exercise. And they believe it gives you a cardiovascular workout effects resembling those of physical exercise. How about that? They also say that singing is simply singing along to a playlist. You don't necessarily have to be playing an instrument. That has benefits too. In fact, a University of London research study showed that giving your lungs a workout increases levels of blood oxygen, just like exercising. So that's a good Band-Aid. Only instrument I play is the stereo. Hey, welcome to the program. David Snow on your radio, and it is the Cure for the Common radio show. It's the healthiest hour on radio, and we appreciate you tuning in and making us a part of your weekend, which we always hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. Today on the show, do you want to strengthen your immunity, not only to COVID-19 viruses, but also all the other countless viruses out there and parasites and bacteria that can play havoc with your health? Well, Immunity Strong to the Rescue, that's a book by Dr. Robert Lahida, who is our guest today, and he is very well qualified to talk about this because, you know, immune disorders are at the root of so many conditions and so many diseases that can shorten our lives, from viral infections and chronic pain, which over 50% of the population deals with or suffers from, heart disease, neurological diseases, and a lot more. So he will be with us in just a few short minutes. He is the director of the Institute for Autoimmune and Rheumatic Disease at St. Joseph Health in Paterson, New Jersey, which will that's where we'll be contacting him. He also has a special interest and a passion for studying the sex hormones in autoimmune diseases. And he's also the author of more than 16 books. This is his latest, Immunity Strong, or Strong Immunity. And for more than a decade, he's also been associate professor at Columbia University. He's the ultimate expert on immunity, and we have him on today. You may have seen him on Fox News, NBC, CBS, and other national and international media. But he is with us today here on Dr. Health Radio to talk about his book, Immunity Strong, and all the valuable information in it. We'll talk about your microbiome, the importance of maintaining it, everything from sleep and exercise and lifestyle medicine to sex hormones, your biological soul. What about that? And the future of immunity. Are Americans getting sicker, or are immune systems getting weaker or stronger? We'll talk to him about that. Much more information in this hour than as much information as we can possibly fit in. We concentrate, crystallize, and condense it into 1 hour, which is why it's the healthiest hour on radio. And first, though, some news you can use, the benefits of scheduling alone time. Now, periods of solitude are the key to maintaining a healthy social life. You know, it would seem to be a paradoxical effect. You know, you think, oh, you're going to spend more time alone. Well, you're not going to have as active a social life. But that such is not the case, because researchers at Switzerland's University of Zurich found, well, they tracked social interactions and times of solitude for 118 older adults. And what they found was that after longer than usual blocks of time spent solo, actually about 5 hours on average, people spent longer connecting with others and felt more energized and satisfied with their lives. The study says that time alone helps you regroup your energy needed for social gatherings, which is crucial to well-being, as we no doubt found out being isolated during the pandemic. And along those same lines, today, did you know, is on Saturday, February 25th, it's National Quiet Day. So don't turn off the radio, but turn off the TV and all the other unnecessary noises. But this holiday is all about learning to enjoy silence. What a concept, huh? Instead of having the TV on or checking your email as you eat, focus on the taste and texture of the food without any distractions. And some of the most ordinary experiences come alive when we're not distracted. I mean, we live in a distracted society. What can I say? And they say that 30 minutes of quiet time has been shown to improve mood for several hours afterward. All right. Okay, elsewhere in the news. Now, this is nothing new, but I reported on it, by the way, of, 30 years ago, and then another 20 years ago, and maybe 10 years ago. But it comes, you know, some of this news comes in cycles. But could an innocent-looking poppy seed bagel, or maybe a poppy seed muffin or cookie, cost you your career or livelihood? Well, you may have seen this report out this week from Undersecretary of Defense Gilbert Cisneros. He warned to all service members that eating poppy seeds could result in a failed drug test, and directed them to avoid the consumption of all poppy seeds, which, of course, are the seeds from the opium poppy, which is why there's some hazard there that it might test positive on if you're doing a random drug test. And it depends on the variables, of course, the amount of poppy seeds that and the baked good that you're eating, the source of the seeds, and how they're processed. But someone could conceivably test positive for codeine or morphine if there's enough of the poppy seed in their diet. And it can be detected in your urine for up to 48 hours after you consume, or, you know, after consumption of poppy seeds, by the way. Most of the time, you know, it's not going to test positive, but if you want to positively test negative, avoid bagels and baked goods containing those blue poppy seeds. And I remember back years ago, we had Dr. Kent Holtorf on. He's the author of Urine Trouble. He talked about urine testing and various drug testing. And, you know, it's ironic that a lot of the more dangerous drugs, they leave your body in a couple days, and then marijuana and some of the more, well, somewhat benign drugs, they take weeks to be eliminated from the system. So anyway. All right, elsewhere in the food pharmacy, here's a delicious way to boost motivation. Guacamole, which a lot of you were eating at the at your recent Super Bowl parties. But new research shows that the antioxidant glutathione, which is plentiful in avocados, as well as cucumbers and greens, by the way, plays a key role in motivation. This research also showed that foods rich in selenium and vitamin C, and now your richest food source of selenium is Brazil nuts, and of course vitamin C in oranges and fruits, can increase glutathione levels, which tend to drop as we age. And we talked about glutathione actually on last week's show with Dr. Ross Pelton, as he was describing your body's master antioxidant, which is glutathione, produced in the liver. Okay, if you have dogs, or if you have a pet dog, do you give it raw food, canned food, dry food? What do you give it? Well, raw food gives dogs healthier guts, and we're going to talk about guts with Dr. Robert Lajita in just a few minutes, talking about our immune system, because 70% of your immune cells reside in the gut. But puppies that mainly eat dog food are more likely to develop problems with their gut health than those on a diet of leftovers or raw meat. This according to a survey of more than 7,000 dog owners in Finland. It was a survey about which, you know, what they ate or fed their pets over the period of 10 years. So that's pretty convincing evidence. Have you ever had bubble gum? Everybody has, right? Well, the flavor of bubble gum, as you may not know, is a mix of vanilla, wintergreen, and cinnamon. And let's see, where else were we going in the food pharmacy? Okay, oh, we're up against the clock here. Okay, here's a, since this is the last Saturday in February for American Heart Month, here's a couple ways to lower cholesterol and lower your blood pressure. One is nutty-tasting sesame oil. It tastes great, right? And everything from meat dishes to carbohydrate, you know, noodles and pasta and so on, and as well as salads. But researchers in the International Journal of Preventive Medicine found benefits of people who had a few tablespoons of either of the sesame oil daily, and it's because of the sesamin, which blocks the absorption of LDL in the intestines. Okay, a couple ways to reduce hypertension: catch up with a friend, having a 20-minute chat with an upbeat, supportive friend, or being social regularly can lower blood pressure by 15 points, according to Swedish scientists. And as I mentioned, the sesame oil, that here's another research in the Journal of Medicinal Food. They found that consuming 2 tablespoons of the oil daily can lower blood pressure by 22 points in just 2 months. So sesame oil apparently lowers both cholesterol and blood pressure. All right, let's see. Let's go to the fitness file. All right, nothing wrong with using electronic devices for tracking your progress. But for those of you who do, there are other ways to see how many steps you take or, you know, how fit you are. Your lungs are a good heart rate monitor, it sounds, or it seems like. The ability to converse while exercising is an accurate gauge of effort, according to researchers at the University of Wisconsin. They quantified the talking test, as they call it, runners use, and determined that if you can speak comfortably, you're probably at less than 80% of your maximum heart rate. If your talking is difficult, which sometimes mine is during the show, has nothing to do with exercise, you're at about 80 to 90%. And if you can't speak at all, you're at more than 90% of your maximum heart rate. So the harder you're exercising, the fewer breaths you can waste on talking, according to this study author. So, you know, don't always rely on devices. And an easy way to reverse aging, adding strength training to your exercise routine. That helps to slow down your biological clock. And we'll talk to Dr. Lahita about this because he does have a chapter on exercise as it relates to immunity. University of Michigan researchers found this in a 10-year study of 1,200 adults, middle-aged and older adults, and they found that reduced grip strength resulted in faster biological aging. So there you go. All right, and matters of sexual health. Sex has its perks, of course, but a new study published in the journal Sexual Medicine reveals that cuddling may have more benefits than just sex. In the study, 6,800 adults with an average age of 65, they found that any type of intimate activity, including close touch, slow down, David, was associated with both physical and psychological benefits. And they found that also older women who reported a higher frequency of kissing and loving touch also reported higher levels of life enjoyment and emotional closeness, whether they were having sex or not. And speaking of older adults, attention senior citizens, if you think you're too old to have sex, here's a recent study of men and women over 70 conducted by researchers at Indiana University's Center for Sexual Health Promotion. And they found that 43% of men and 22% of women still engage in sex, those over 70, that is. And a little later this hour, Dr. Robert Lahita will discuss how oxytocin, the love hormone, can have a dramatic role in strengthening your immune system. That's coming up as well. All right. Finally, in the Funny Bone Pharmacy, let's go to that. Let's see. I don't have time for all of them, so let me pick and choose here. I wish I was as fat as I was the first time I thought I was fat. That's a good one. Okay. So many treatment programs, so little time. Okay, here's one t-shirt. There are three things you should know. Number one, I am not old. Two, darn, I forgot what I was going to say. Three, what was number one again? Okay, we'll save these others for next week, but we will have Dr. Robert Lahida coming right up, talking about how to build a strong immune system with his new book, Immunity Strong, Boost Your Natural Healing Power and Live to 100. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. This is David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Bringing you the next generation of health information, because here at Dr. Health, 100 is the new 70, and we help you get to that every week. And here to help us today to get to that ripe old age is Dr. Robert Lahida. He's the author of Immunity Strong, Boost Your Natural Healing Power and Live to 100. As I mentioned earlier, Dr. Lahida is the author of more than 16 books, as well as 150 scientific publications in the field of autoimmunity. He's also the author, he is very well credentialed. He has more than a decade as being associate professor at Columbia University. He's an expert, the ultimate expert on immunity. You've seen him on all the news stations on TV, and he's here on Dr. Health Radio today. We are privileged and honored to have Dr. Robert Lahida. Good morning, doctor. How the health are you?
I'm great. I like that. I'm very good. How are you doing?
Excellent. Thank you. Now, you know, I honestly don't know where to start to begin with our interview, because every one of your chapters in your Immune Strong book could be a separate show for us. I mean, you know.
That's right. And we, you know, I'm all for it. Well, let me give you the overview.
Please do. Yes.
Okay. So what I do with Immunity Strong, and believe me, it was I started to write it before the pandemic.
Oh.
And then when the pandemic came, I had to really modify and change a few things.
Sure.
Because I had a million phone calls from patients and from others about the immune system. What exactly is it? So what I do is I walk you through the immune system and what makes it implode, what makes it work, what or how is it safe, and how it connects to every part of the body to keep it alive. I call it the biological soul, and that really caught on, because the biological soul designed to protect you and to allow you to live a very healthy life. I call it the force, you know, vis-a-vis Star Wars. It's tangible, it's measurable, It lives within the physical body. Each of us is a different immune system. It really determines our age and well-being through life. And I dare say it tells us how long we're going to live.
So
it's very physical and very complex.
All right. So let's get to the 100 that you have in your subtitle. And one of our mottos here at Dr. Health, as I open with, 100 is the new 70. Have you done studies with centenarians and explored or researched their immune system? Or I'm sure that the gerontologists have done a lot of research in that regard.
Yeah.
Can you share some of the facts on that?
Well, the fact of the matter is that your longevity depends on several things. It depends on your gender, because we know that men die sooner than women.
Right.
Although if you take care of yourself and your immune system, you could live as long as your wife or your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But people's, the centenarians are increasing in number. And why is that? Because we're paying attention, and I have a whole section in the book on the microbiome. We're paying attention to the organisms that live on us and within us. And, the old statement that you are what you eat is very, very true, because you indeed are what you eat. And we know that people who live a long, long time, like over 100, and believe me, there are many more living over 100 than there were 50 years ago.
That's right.
Now, centenarians abound in nursing homes. You can go and see people who are 103, 104, 110 even.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really incredible. It's very important to understand that what you do to your body really has a major effect on your immune function. The disorders of immunity, which I see a lot of, in fact, I just finished a whole day of seeing patients who have conditions like chronic pain, fatigue, heart disease, clogged arteries, the ability to recognize and destroy cancers, et cetera. All of that depends on immunity. So if you nurture your immune system, you've got it. You've got a long life ahead of you.
All right, doctor, you took the words out of my mouth. My first question was going to be about chronic pain. We'll get to chronic fatigue a little later, maybe. But because 50%, over 50% of the population suffers from chronic pain, let's start there. Now, I want to open with this section or this segment with a little riddle about, and it has to do with chronic inflammation. So you're going to have to think outside the book. And since you're so good, I didn't have a chance to read the entire book, but from what I read, you are so good at creating analogies to make it easy to understand for the layman, somebody that's not in the medical field. But it's very, very easy to understand for anybody that wishes to understand, have a better understanding of their immune system. But here's the riddle, okay? The riddle of the day is, I am always hungry and I will die if not fed. But whatever I touch will soon turn red. What am I?
Oh. Wow. You want me to solve that riddle?
Well, the answer to make, since we only have an hour here, is fire. Think about it.
Oh.
Okay. And that's what, I thought of this, because isn't inflammation and the chronic inflammation in the body like a fire, albeit at the cellular level, of course, in our bodies, and our immune system is sometimes not equipped to deal with it, or it overreacts and it we actually are feeding the fire mistakenly, which we want to put out. So can you address that?
Yeah. Let me talk first about chronic fatigue and mysterious pain syndrome.
Okay.
Because
not all pain
is caused by inflammation. Inflammation is very, very specific, and doctors have a way of measuring the degree of inflammation in the body. For example, we use things like the erythrocyte sedimentation rate. Your listeners will know it as the ESR, or we look at chronic or rather C-reactive protein. That's another index of inflammation. And, if you get a splinter in your foot and it turns bright red, and I go into this explaining how the immune system works in the very beginning, you get inflammation, you get something which is an itis, cellulitis, tendinitis. Those are inflammatory conditions. But the real mysterious pain syndromes, which affect people that don't increase the markers of inflammation, are chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia,
all right,
and something called a regional pain syndrome. And this is what doctors hate to deal with, because there's no way other than clinically, that means examining the patient, there's no way to tell that they have this terrible pain. And by the way, this has increased since COVID.
Oh.
And it's increased also in those who get vaccinated. So it has become a major conundrum. I think it is directed, this kind of pain is directed by the brain directly. I think that it may be the result of chemical communication molecules within the skull itself, but it's manifested peripherally. So you go to try to touch a lady, and by the way, these are very, very common in young women.
Uh-huh.
You go to try to touch a young woman who has fibromyalgia, and she screams. And she says, you know, I have four kids. I can't sleep. I get up every 2 hours. I don't get enough sleep. I hurt all over. When my kids crawl on me, I scream out because I am so tender. So that's one kind of pain. The itis kind of pain, like tendonitis, cellulitis, that's easily treatable with antibiotics and anti-inflammatories. Even rheumatoid arthritis. Arthritis is basically is pain in the joints.
Sure.
And myositis is pain in the muscles. We treat those routinely with anti-inflammatory drugs, you know, drugs like Advil, aspirin, Tylenol. We can handle those kinds of pains. But when you get to the stuff like chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, that's a hell of a different problem. It's a whole different regional issue.
You meant to say a health of a different problem.
I did.
Okay. Now, but isn't that just treating the symptoms, you know, when you're talking about analgesics and addressing the symptoms of the disease?
We do treat the symptoms because we really don't have any idea about how chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, and other regional pain syndromes comes about.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't know anything about that. And I mean, I've read all the literature and I continue to read the literature, and I know everybody doing research in this area, and I did a lot of it myself in the old days, but it is really a difficult, difficult area. And by the way, these chronic pain syndromes like fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, are associated with immune dysfunction and immune disorders.
Right. And it's not all in our head, because, you know, up until just recent years in the medical field, doctors would say, you know, especially with women, because they tend to have more autoimmune diseases, lupus, allergies,
right,
et cetera. And here they are giving antidepressants or other medications that are not really related to the symptoms or the disease or condition that they're suffering from.
Right. Or that's correct. And you know, so then the woman, and it's usually women, I'd say 95% women with these chronic syndromes. So it lets us think, and it's rightly so, that this is somehow related to hormones and hormonal effects. And you're right, they are depressed. So we treat the depression, which is a symptom of the pain, but we don't necessarily treat the pain syndrome appropriately.
Yeah, that's so true. Now, since you study autoimmune disorders and you're in that field, you probably saw this in the news just recently. It was this week's news on catching COVID-19 may raise the risk of developing autoimmune disease by 43% in the months following the infection, according to the largest study of its kind. I think it was it from Germany, or I think it was somewhere in Europe.
Yes.
And they say the increased risk of vasculitis, that was a disease at the top of the list, strongly linked to the COVID-19 virus, but also psoriasis and rheumatoid arthritis, like you mentioned, closely linked to the COVID-19 virus or infection as well. So what can we do about this if people are having the so-called long COVID that they're suffering from after they catch the virus?
Well, long COVID is totally different than developing rheumatic complaints.
Okay.
So let's talk about long COVID for a second. Long COVID refers to people who continue, and that's roughly about a third of patients that have severe infection, roughly about 3 weeks to 3 months after the infection, they continue to have symptoms. In fact, we see patients who have been totally asymptomatic. That means without symptoms. So their COVID goes away in about a week to 10 days. And then a month or so later, they develop the same symptoms again.
Hmm.
Only this time they lose their taste. They lose their smell. They have brain fog. They can't go up and down stairs. They can't lift heavy packages. So they essentially develop what we think are rheumatic conditions. And this is by my way of thinking, now through theoretical, I have no data,
okay,
but we think that the activation of the immune system that tells the body that, you know, it's like chronic Lyme disease, mm-hmm, if you know what that is. That's from a tick bite.
Yes.
It's like chronic Lyme. It's the gift that keeps on giving. And that's what chronic COVID is. It's the gift that keeps on giving, only gives us terrible symptoms and signs with not necessarily a positive COVID test. The COVID test can be negative.
Mm.
And so this is very confusing to physicians. It's confusing to patients. And it's horrible when it happens. And that's long haul syndrome. Migraine headaches, joint pains, in some cases, new onset diabetes. And in many cases, tendonitis, so that you can't stretch, you can't work out anymore, you can't lift weights. You know, and we're not talking old people here.
Yeah.
We're talking 20s and 30s.
Yes.
So it's a real, real interesting problem. We see an awful lot of it because I deal with a lot of COVID and post-COVID and long-haul syndromes here.
All right. Okay, on that note, Dr. Lajita, we need to take a bottom of our break. We're a little late for. And when we come back, I have many more questions for you. When we come back, I want to ask you about your autoimmunity. You know, we talk about autoimmune disorders and diseases and conditions. But what about the positive aspect of that if you have autoimmunity? And also sleep and exercise and some of the cornerstones of good health and lifestyle medicine. Also sex hormones. I know you have some interesting research on that, especially on oxytocin, which I found very interesting in your book as well. In fact, the book is Immunity Strong. We'll tell you how to get the book by Dr. Bob, that's his nickname. Robert Lajita is our guest today. Boost your natural healing power and live to 100. We'll tell you how to do that as we continue here on The Healthiest Hour on Radio. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
Do you sometimes suffer from gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, or irritable bowel syndrome? You need to know about the Friendly Foursome. Master Supplements, the leaders in safe and effective intestinal health products, offer four supplements that may reinvent your intestinal tract. First, there's Theralac, America's fastest acting medical strength probiotic. Find out why Theralac's regular customers become, well, regular customers. Just go to theralac.com for more information. Then there's True Fiber, clinically proven to improve regularity as well as lowering cholesterol. True Fiber is also uniquely formulated to stimulate probiotics. Third in the Friendly Foursome is Enzylase, the strongest enzyme available. With high potencies of 12 different digestive enzymes, Enzylase makes short work of fatty meals and dairy products, as well as normally gas-producing foods such as beans. Finally, there's True Flora, the fastest-acting bio-cleansing probiotic. True Flora is so potent, the recommended dose is only 2 per week. This is the premier traveler's supplement. Don't go on a trip without taking True Flora. See the Friendly Foursome of Master Supplement products at your favorite natural food store. Theralac, True Fiber, Enzylase, and True Flora for the best intestinal health of your life.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shop, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
Snow.
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 It is David Snow on your radio. Hey, the best way to predict your future health, it's to create it today with the good health habits you engage in every day and the good health information we give you every week. And if you're just joining us, our guest is Dr. Robert Lajita, the author of Immunity Strong, Boost Your Natural Healing Power, and Live to 100. All right, Doc. Before we get back to Dr. Lajita, I just note I have for our Florida listeners, the rebroadcast, which is usually 12 hours from the morning show on the station you're listening to right now. For the Florida listeners, this weekend and next weekend, and which is usually heard at 7 p.m. in the evening, will be rebroadcast tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m., so Sundays at 4, because of a ball game that preempted our show for tonight and then also next week. So both the AM 860 and the FM 93.7 radio stations on the Gulf Coast of Florida. Just make a note of that. If you want to listen to get a double dose of good health and listen to the rebroadcast of the show, that would be tomorrow afternoon at 4. Okay, continuing our conversation with Dr. Robert Lajita, talking about your immune system. Doctor, let's talk about the biomes. You touched on it. Here's an article on chronic fatigue linked to gut bacteria. I'm sure you already are aware of this, but a lot of people are not. This is from Columbia University. And, 70% of our immune system is in our gut. So why wouldn't it affect everything else that we do? It's just amazing.
Exactly. As I said earlier, David, you are what you eat. So that really is an extremely important concept. There's life inside of us and life upon us. Mm-hmm. We live with bacteria and we live with viruses all the time. In fact, every time we get a vaccine, our biome changes a little bit. But we know that the biome, and I'm talking about the microbiome now primarily of the bowel, is present in you from birth. It's donated to your body by your mother, and mm-hmm. breastfeeding also has its own biome, and it influences behavior. We know that because people with depression, bipolar disorder, have different kinds of microbiome organisms in their bowels than people who don't have those conditions.
And you also say that hormones affect our microbiome, or our microbiome affects our hormones. It goes both ways, I guess.
That's right. Males and females have different subtle changes in their microbiomes. And I talked to you, and I don't know, David, if you saw my down and dirty hygiene hypothesis, asthma and allergies in children are definitely affected by their biomes, mm-hmm. by their exposure to what we call foreign materials or antigens. That is, that farm children, people who live in the outdoors, on farms with animals, et cetera, have much healthier immune systems than kids that live in urban areas because they're exposed to so many different foreign and substances that their immune systems then recognize. So there's less allergy, less asthma. At one point, one of the researchers, and I believe this was from New York City, at perhaps Columbia, my own university, suggested that it was aerosolized rubber on the highways and on the streets that the children from an early age breathed in that helped their asthma, that helped them get asthma. Huh. That's very interesting stuff when you hear about that.
Well, maybe the rubber made their lungs more elastic so they could breathe in more. just kidding.
Unfortunately not.
Okay.
But these are all fascinating things. And so to summarize, the biome is very, very interesting. From the standpoint of, and by the way, I have to put a plug in for rheumatology for study of arthritis, that biomes in rheumatoid arthritis patients are completely different than the biomes of people who don't have rheumatoid arthritis. That's a study out of New York University. And I mentioned that in the book. But if I went and studied the biomes of people with lupus, say, or Sjögren's syndrome or myositis, and your listeners that have these conditions know what they are, these are all autoimmune diseases, which are definitely affected by the biome. So when a patient comes in and says, I changed my diet and I really feel much better than I did last year, I believe them.
So in this case, space is not the final frontier. It's our gut. I mean,
exactly.
Really, you know,
exactly.
That's the undiscovered or unresearched area of our lives that can have dramatic effects on our longevity and health and disease and everything else. Now, let's shift gears a little as we can, because we are pressed for time, Dr. Lahita, and talk about sleep. I heard the Tranquil Sleep commercial by Natural Factors, and I love that product. I don't take it every night, but every time I take it, it's melatonin, L-theanine, the amino acid you know about, and then 5-HTP, and it just gives you, I mean, I'm on cloud nine every time I take the Tranquil Sleep at night. But let's talk about how sleep, because isn't that when the immune system really kicks into high gear and really becomes so active when we're not active? You know, it becomes more active when we are at rest.
Well, your immune system is active 24/7.
Well, yeah, it's true.
But every second of the day, it is warding off an infection. Now, there are organisms in the trillions in our bowels and in our lungs and in other parts of our bodies. The immune system has, and I talk about this in the very first part of the book, the immune system has what's called a recognition system, where it knows what's foreign and it knows what's self.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to sleep, you refresh your body. If you have sexual relations, you enhance your immune system. If you, you know, exercise, meditate, do yoga, work out in the gym, you enhance immune function. A sedentary lifestyle has a negative effect both on your resistance to infectious agents and your overall longevity. So if you want to live beyond 100, you know, the people that I see that work out that are 80 years old and do 5K races or go to the gym three times a week on a bicycle, sit on the bicycle, come on, these people look great. They look like they're in their 50s.
That's right.
And I've got people in their 50s that look like they're in their 90s.
That's so true. It goes both ways. You're right. Yeah.
That's the evidence. It's right in front of you.
No, that's so true. We used to have, you remember Jack LaLanne. He was a personal friend for 40 years. And we had him on as our first guest every year. And in fact, LaLanne is going to, in just a few weeks, she's going to be 97 years old, Jack's widow. And we had her we had her on the program in January. And anyway, I had, you know, Jack lived to 96, and he was fit as a fiddle right up till the end. And so there's no reason that you can't be. Now, getting back to, since you mentioned sex, let's talk about the sex hormones. And let's see, page 53 of your book. Let me just read a sentence or two out of the book for our audience. Oxytocin is released, and we talked about this on our Valentine's Day show, the love hormone or the so-called cuddling hormone. Oxytocin, but the release when you hug a pet, hug a human being, if you're lovemaking, kissing, hugging. And it also, though, in your book, you say it has salutary effects on the immune system and could be a major connection between the brain and immunity. And when you're stressed, oxytocin can remove the effects of cortisol or cortisone and increase your resistance to infection, and it can also rebalance your system. So talk, if you would, a little more about how oxytocin is so important to our health and immunity.
Yeah, I can say very conclusively, based on research, that there's an integration of the immune system with the brain. It's a major aspect of the immune system and being immune strong. That is warding off infection. So if you really think about a hug for your grandchild, a hug of your dog or cat, a loved one, you don't have to be intimate to the nth degree, but just intimacy from the standpoint of being happy increases oxytocin. And also, by the way, there are other hormones like prolactin, testosterone,
right.
When
yep.
you're working out at the gym and mm-hmm. you're in, you feel that burn from lifting your 10th, you know, rep, or stretching or doing sit-ups or whatever you do, your immune system knows that that's happening. And the connection between the brain and the immune system is emphasized. And you do that with regularity, and you will be an extremely healthy person.
Well, thank you for pumping us up with information on our immune system. And by the way, when we've had Arnold on the show, you know, this was many years ago. But anyway, speaking of celebrities, when you first came on a little while ago, I thought you sound like Alan Alda. Has anybody told you that, the actor?
No, nobody's ever.
It's like, oh my God, this is Alan Alda. He's impersonating the doctor. Anyway. Hey, Doc, can you stay with us through one more break? And
sure.
I have many more questions for you. All right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Our guest is the Honorable Dr. Robert Lajeda, the author of Immune Strong. We'll tell you how to get the book. We'll give out a website if he wants to give one. And we'll talk about the future of immunity, I should say. Are Americans getting stronger or weaker when it comes to our immune system? And many more questions as well with his book, Immunity Strong. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic aged garlic extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to The Cure for the Common radio show. It's your weekly dose of verbal vitamins. David Snow on your radio. And our website, of course, is drhealthradio.com, D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com, where we podcast the shows the Wednesday after you hear them, if you want to get a repeat of today's show with Dr. Robert Lajeda. Doctor, let's talk about your website. What is your website for people getting in touch with you if they want to?
It's drboblajeda.com. Now, you can spell out the doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, or you can just put D-R, but it's drboblajeda.com. lahita.com.
Okay, and that's L-A-H-I-T-A.
Correct.
All right.
Yep, and you can get the book. You can get my book in your favorite bookseller, in Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you get fine books.
Personally, I like to give bookstores my business instead of going to Amazon, but that's just my personal opinion.
Sure. Anyway, okay. Understood.
All right. We only have a few minutes left, four to the exact. So let's, I want to run down some questions or talking points with you. And if you could just spend 30 seconds or so on each one.
Sure.
Parasites. I know we don't have time to get into that, but it's so important. And so many people don't realize how parasites can just dramatically affect your health or, you know, cause you to end your life. I mean, it's if you could just touch on that briefly.
Sure. Parasites are quite common. Again, they can get into your bowel. Parasites like amoebas, parasites like various worms, depending on where you live, your tropical areas of Florida is very common, and California is very common, and Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Very common to have parasites in warmer weather.
That's right.
Here in the Northeast where I am, it's freezing. We don't see too many parasites.
Well, they thaw out in the spring and summer, right? they're more seasonal than year round, I guess. Yeah. Now, we don't want to leave you before talking about the spiritual practices that you mentioned, like yoga and meditation and prayer, and you led off with the biological soul. Can you give us an overview of that again and just a synopsis of it?
Yeah, there's another aspect. It's sort of like being intimate. Spirituality is extremely important because the mind-body connection,
yes,
I can't stress enough. And I go into that in the book. Spirituality, prayer, yoga, meditation, it heals the body. It also extends your life. It makes your immune system, it is as though you were hugging a loved one when you experience a phenomenal spiritual reaction. And that's from meditation. I personally meditate every day.
Wow.
I only take about 5 to 10 minutes. It's a good way to go to sleep. You get into bed, you have your routine meditation, and you're out. And that really helps immune function.
Interesting. Well, I use that. Well, instead of meditation, I use exercise for that. You know, I think like running is meditation in motion is what I've always thought about that.
That's exactly correct. And being on the treadmill or being on a bicycle is also meditating and very, very extremely potent in increasing immune function.
Okay. Now, the future of immunity. Americans, are we getting weaker or stronger when it comes to our immune systems?
Well, the good news is we are getting stronger because our diets are better. Our behaviors are more controlled. We have all sorts of new things, which probably don't have time to go into. The use of monoclonal antibodies, which you all know is new therapies.
Mm-hmm.
Checkpoint therapy for cancers, which is amazing. And that's really treating tumors. It's in the book. Treating tumors that are otherwise protected by enhancing the immune system, CAR T therapy, which is too complicated to explain. But the good news is these are all new things that are very, very important to enhancing immune function. And they're right out there. And that's why we're all living longer, because if your own body gives in, modern medicine, you see that with the messenger RNA vaccines for flu, for respiratory syncytial virus, which is coming along, and other things. These are all advances in medicine that are molecularly based that will help us live beyond 100 and 110. Maybe, well, I won't see it, but perhaps in another 100 years, we'll be living well into our 150.
Although I always say that NI trumps AI most of the time, you know, like there's artificial intelligence is good, but natural intelligence, you know, like lifestyle medicine, for instance, is the way to go. Hey, Doc, thank you so much. This is the first time we've met here on the radio, but it's not the last. Definitely want to have you back.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure.
All right. There goes Dr. Robert Lahita. And that is the book, Immunity Strong. Dr. Robert Lahita is our guest. Thanks so much for joining us. Join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of the program. Until then, I'm David Snow, reminding you that it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.